And we're going to go to Lebanon because the big question, given the war of words that's going on, is how close is Israel to an all-out war with Hezbollah in Lebanon? We can hear more now about what's going on from Deutsche Welle's Jerusalem correspondent, Rebecca Ritters. And Rebecca, fill us in on the rising tensions, the increasingly bellicose language from both sides and the build-up of cross-border strikes and incidents. Hello, have we got Rebecca?
Can you hear me? Hello.
Oh, we do have you, Rebecca. Sorry, we were having
No problem. I was just going to say that I think that's a really good way of describing it, how you just described it. I mean, we're seeing such a huge ramping up of rhetoric on both sides. And, you know, everybody, the received wisdom, certainly here in Israel from people you speak to, like within the military, analysts, you know, diplomats, really journalists, and people who live in these northern border regions. I'll just say that now, currently I'm in the north of Israel, in Haifa, in the city there, and traveling along the border up towards more area that's being targeted. But people, when you speak to them, they say that a war is inevitable. So it's not a matter of if anymore, but a matter of when. And I think that's something that we've been seeing escalate in the recent months. And of course, this conflict that we're seeing now, although Israel and Lebanon have long had a border dispute, this is directly related to what's happening in Gaza, and with no real end in sight, no political solution there, and no withdrawal of troops, we're certainly hurtling towards a wider conflict here.
That's exactly what Hamas had hoped for, isn't it? Right from the get-go on October the 7th, they wanted to engage in conflict with the IDF down in Gaza, and also hoped that there would be conflict in the north with Hezbollah. It didn't happen. Why would it happen now?
It didn't happen. And I think, you know, obviously Hamas rather, you know, made noises that it was disappointed that that didn't take place, that it didn't have a wider support from its allies, Hezbollah, from Iran. But it did. But I think that the longer this goes on, the more difficult the position for Hezbollah not to get involved. They keep threatening and threatening. And if they are now directly attacked by Israel, in a sort of larger sense, yeah, then I think that there will be much, much less restraint on their side. And they've been, you know, wanting to tie up Israeli resources in the north, and have succeeded in doing so. You know, the military are very, very concerned about this northern border region. They've had a huge amount of resources and personnel up here since the very beginning, and that has limited their ability to station them, you know, further in the south, in Gaza. So it has been rather effective in that way, but has fallen short of that huge, wider conflict. But I think we could see now that basically from the Israeli side, they're in a situation where they need to be able to return citizens. There's 60 to 70,000 citizens in the north that aren't able to return to their houses, and the Israeli government are coming under increased pressure to do so. I've spoken to many residents who have said that they won't go back to those areas unless there is a major conflict with Hezbollah and they're pushed back from the border.
Except for all the length of time that Israel has been seeking to eradicate Hamas in Gaza, they're still there. To the best of our knowledge, Yahya Sinwar is still there somewhere. Hezbollah is a much more formidable foe than Hamas. So how confident could Israel be that they could wrap this up quickly or win?
I don't know if they're confident of a quick win. I think all the rhetoric and what they're certainly trying to present is that they are a much bigger force than Hezbollah, and that they will be able to inflict great damage, not only to Hezbollah, but to Lebanon. And I think that is most certainly true. However, the damage on the return fire, the damage on the other side threatens to be really big as well. Nasrallah is saying that they have, you know, a very big arsenal, that they have 100,000 troops, that they're considering potential ground invasion, and that every missile would be targeted. There would be no sort of targeting at random. They're going to target infrastructure, and that's what we saw with the video that they released the other day showing these targets in northern Israel, in Haifa, where I am stationed right at the moment. We also have heard from a chief, the spokesman for the IDF, saying that, in fact, Hamas can't be eliminated. That's really going against what the government's, you know, wishes and will and military aim is. He's basically saying that Hamas is an ideology and it can't be defeated. That's a huge change in direction that we're seeing from the Israeli military, to come out and say something like that publicly, that they're fighting basically an insurgency now and that that can't be eliminated. So whether they feel the same about what would happen in the north, I'm not sure, but I think that's certainly going to be a concern of theirs,
And it leaves the Irish troops on the UNIFIL mission there, right on the front line between the two sides, in a very difficult position.
It does indeed. That the UNIFIL troops, I'm sure, are very concerned with the current tensions. We've been hearing from them to say that they also believe that a conflict is potentially imminent or very, very likely. And there's going to be a lot of concern there as to just what role the UN will play in this, whether they'll even remain in that area during this, if there is to be a conflict, and what their position, what their role will be in the aftermath. Israel certainly hasn't really appreciated the UN mission, and that doesn't think it is fulfilling its duty. So it'll be very interesting to see what their role is when this is all said and done.
I suspect we'll be talking again soon. Rebecca Ritters, Jerusalem correspondent with Deutsche Welle. Thank you. 7:25